Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All news, all the time. This is 1010 Winds. You give us 22 minutes, we'll give you the world.
Good afternoon. This is a 1010 Winds News Flash for Tuesday, December 18th, 2018. I'm Larry Mullins, and here's what's happening. A shocking pattern of illegality. That's what State Attorney General Barbara Underwood says her office is detailing in an agreement to dissolve President Trump's charitable foundation. The AG says the Trump Foundation had unlawful coordination with the Trump presidential campaign and served as little more than a checkbook to serve the president's business as well as his personal interests. The MTA says it's going to shut down five separate subway stations in Upper Manhattan, each for a year. That's in order to replace elevators. The closures will be staggered, beginning with the 168th Street station one line platform, 181st and 191st Streets on the one line, and the 181st and 190th Street on the A will also close. Get all that? The first closure starts January 5th. The last will end in February 2022. HUD Secretary Ben Carson toured the Queensbridge houses today. It's the first time the head of the agency, which oversees public housing, has actually been to the nation's largest public housing authority. There's also a private meeting with Mayor de Blasio on the agenda today. All this as Carson considers whether or not to back some sort of federal receivership for NYCHA. Looks like the president is backing down now from his position that he would shut down the government unless Congress approved funding for a border wall. Appearing on Fox News today, Press Secretary Sarah Sanders said the administration had found alternative ways to get that money. But if you get your internet service from Spectrum, you may be getting a check in the mail just in time for Christmas. The New York Attorney General reaching a deal with Charter Communications to settle fraud charges. The company accused of failing to provide users with speedy internet service it promised. More than 700,000 customers will receive checks between $75 and $150. Another 2.2 million will get free streaming services or premium cable channels at no additional cost. Who should host the Oscars? How about, well, whomever raises their hand? Oscar winner Sandra Bullock threw that out there today, saying members of the audience should be called on at random to read whatever's on the teleprompter during the Oscars broadcast. 1010 Winds AccuWeather. Cold night ahead, everybody. Tonight's low will fall to 27 here in the city, even lower in the burbs. Not as harsh tomorrow, though, mostly sunny, with a high of 42. For live and local news 24 hours around the clock, just say play. 1010 Winds.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.